know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have, you're all I have. At night when the stars into the moon, trying to get to you.
Your day to you, wherever you may be. It is 3 minutes past the hour of 9 here in the UK. 9 p.m. evening time. And I know that it's the middle of the day, there is my guest. But we do have joining me this afternoon, this evening, call it what you will, intuitive psychic medium, Holly. And we've got four lovely callers in the call queue already, which is nice. I do apologise for last night. I don't really know what was going on there last night. People were getting knocked out of the call queue as they were calling in. Something to do with Blog Talk's mechanism there, what they're doing in the background, trying to fix things and keep things going. But they seem to have stabilised it there this evening. So we've got a show. I have two people that I need to screen, which I'll get to in just a moment. A 312 number and a 812 number. So they know who they are. and we'll get to you presently. Okay, right, let's say hello to my guest then.
Hello.
Hiya. Hiya, Holly.
Hi.
Are you good, yeah?
Hi. I'm good.
Had a good day?
Yeah. I'm fine.
So you've been busy, yeah? Oh, wonderful. Okay, we've got four lovely people for you. So starting off, we have Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, good.
I'm the one that has to have questions, yeah. If you can ask a question.
I just wondered what you might see for me around summer getting up health.
Say it again.
I want to get a house, and I wondered what you might see when that might happen for me.
Well, I just, you know, I can be wrong. I just want to tell everybody that up front. I'm not perfect. But I do get like January, February.
January or February. Huh. That would be a good thing. I could go for that.
Cold.
Yeah. You think my finances will improve by then? So I can afford the mortgage and everything, the down payment?
I'm trying to remember. There's another girl that sounds like you, but are you the one with the horses?
No.
Yeah. I see more work with horses for more money.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're not the one with the horses?
No.
Okay, I see horses. Why do I see horses? Okay, ask me a question again to make sure I'm connecting with you.
Okay, so I'm looking to see about getting a house, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have money saved up yet for a down payment. I've been trying to work towards that, and it's been a struggle. So I wanted to know if you see, or when you see me getting a house.
I don't know. They keep showing me horse stables, so I don't know what that means. So just remember that for the future. So let me just try to move past that if they'll let me. Now they're showing me you writing or figuring out your finances. Now, are you a writer or do you write for work?
Oh, you mean not riding a horse, but a rider, like writing.
Yeah, pen and paper.
I develop training, so yeah, I guess they could say that I'm a writer.
Okay. Let's try a different question. You're my first caller, so I'm not linking well.
Okay.
So let's try a different question.
How about a love life? Do you see me meeting anybody or falling in love?
Well, I see to me, he's short with dark hair. And he's like at a booth or behind a table. And he's dressed well in a suit. And something about having coffee with him. So a short white guy with dark hair and dressed well. So I see that's who you're going to meet next. He's been watching you, they're showing me.
He's been watching me from where?
Well, he's watching you. In the vision they're giving me, he's sitting at a table and he's like watching you walk past, and then he decides to ask you out for coffee.
Do you have any idea when that's going to happen?
Yeah, he's not stalking you. Is there a new job coming?
Well, I don't know. It would be good if there were. I have I'm on a contract until January.
Yeah, that's weird. I was getting January again, but I was hesitant to say it. So I think you're going to meet him in January at a new job or something.
That would be good.
Yeah.
How old do you think he looks like to you? If you had to take a guess.
I think he's younger than you. Like 38?
That's too young for me.
You don't have to marry him. You can just go on a date, you know.
Too young.
Yeah. He does look younger. But don't you just date casually, or you just only date if it's going to be long term, or how does that work?
No, I don't know. I mean, the purpose of dating is to see if you're going to mesh for, I don't want to just date casually, you know, unless it's just friendship. I'd go out with him as a friend, but 38 is too young for me. It's like,
yeah.
Be a rob in the cradle. I can't do that.
And I could be wrong on his age, but that's what I got.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have any gray hair.
No, he doesn't. He has dark brown to black hair, no gray.
Maybe it's for work. Maybe he's going to hire me for a job or something. Maybe.
No, that's not his intention.
Oh, really?
That's not what they're showing me. He's not work-related. It could be meeting him through work somehow, but yeah, he wants like a date, like not a work date.
But I haven't met this guy yet. You think I'm going to meet him in January?
Yeah, and no, you haven't met him before.
Okay. Well, I look forward to a new job. That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah, and if I'm on again, let me know if these things come true. I like to know too if the messages are accurate.
I wonder what's going on with the horse stable. That's interesting. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I see you walking in there, so maybe he takes you on a date on a horseback riding trip. I don't know.
Am I by myself, though, when you see me walking in?
Yep.
Am I in blue jeans and just casual clothes, or?
Let me see if he'll show me that. Yep.
Am I doing Reiki on the horses? Maybe that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they're showing that you even have boots on.
Huh. All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Holly.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Thank you, Laura. Okay. Stay with your chemical. We've lost line two. I can't even remember the name now. Line two disappeared. Line four kept getting bumped off and had to call back. So we're still having trouble with the line. It's not really fair, is it? So I shall be writing another letter to not talk and see why not? Okay. Karen.
Oh, hi. How are you? This is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I have a question. You link in pretty well with my boyfriend. His daughter is getting married this weekend, and they're going to be in another state. He's going to be in another state, but he had a lot of anxiety because he's going to see his ex's in-laws and family and her, and she's bringing her new husband, or not husband, but maybe boyfriend or something, but he had a lot of anxiety. I didn't go, but I'm just wondering if you see him having a good time. He doesn't want to go.
Yeah. When you started talking, they're showing me, like, is his forearm in a cast or in a sling or something wrong with his right wrist or arm area?
That I don't. Oh, I know he does have rotator cuff problems from time to time, but nothing current.
Huh.
That I know.
Yeah,
that
it's
I know
not.
Of.
It's yeah, it's not like a real cast on it, but it's like maybe like a half cast wrapped up, like only the bottom half is hard.
Oh, I don't know. I don't. He didn't mention anything.
Yeah, that's weird. Something's going on with his wrist or arm or something. Okay, so let's go back to when it's coming up, this event, right? He hasn't gone yet.
Oh, he has gone, yeah. He's there. Actually,
he's
the wedding tonight. Yeah, he's there now.
No.
He was going to the rehearsal dinner yesterday, and he was real excited because I saw some pictures of them getting dressed, him and his nephew. But he did have some anxiety going. I said, oh, just enjoy yourself. Don't worry about it. You know, meet everybody you want. Just have a good time. Don't worry about anything. I'll be fine. Just enjoy yourself. Yeah, but he was just like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to just keep it cool.
Does he get winded when he walks or dances or like he can't?
Yes.
Okay. They're showing me he's getting winded over there. Let's see.
Yes, there is a dance that he has to perform with his daughter, and he wasn't looking forward to that. they were trying to pick out the songs, and they couldn't. They had a disagreement over the songs, and he just thinks it's silly, but he's got to do it. Yeah, that's correct.
He's worried about like getting winded, and he's worried about sweating too much.
Oh yeah, because they got a lot of suits and it's warm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And it's
really warm in there.
I think he has a hanky just for the sweat on his forehead or something.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to see how everybody interacts, right? That's the question.
Yeah. He had some concerns about her and her relatives, family, and friends maybe bothering him or getting tough with him.
No. Nobody's going to speak to anybody, but there's going to be a lot of dirty looks back and forth.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You know, nobody's going to, like, start a problem. They're just going to, like, if this person comes in that area, the other person is going to turn around and walk away. That person comes up to that area, the other person is going to turn around and walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to cause drama, but they're not going to be cordial either. They're not going to speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't see anything terrible. Let me see what else I see.
Okay.
They're showing me is she doing the garter thing that comes off the leg and throwing it?
Oh,
back?
I'm sure. Yeah, she has a lot of
friends.
Yeah,
they're showing me that.
Of people. Yeah. Real young. It's a real young
And she's
crowd.
Laughing. Yeah, she's laughing. And so that's going to be funny or fun. Or let me see what else. He's going to sit down a lot. Like, he's not going to be walking around. And she's going to come up to him and check on him often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see him just sitting and watching kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Unless he...
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're cutting the cake. Let me see what they show me. No big smashes, only like a frosting on the nose or something. No big smash in the face. Yeah, you know, some people smash the cake in each other's face.
Correct, yeah.
They're not going to do that. They're going to be delicate. I don't know. You want to ask anything else about the event?
Do you see him saying it's a success? Or are you saying it's just...
Yeah, for some reason they keep showing me this big present, like there's a table of presents, right?
Oh, yeah, I told him to watch the presents, yeah.
Yeah, this big present in silver, wrapped in silver. It's like the biggest one on the table, and I don't know why they're pointing that out to me. So something with the biggest present that's wrapped in silver paper.
Oh, maybe he gave her something for the house. And
yeah.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah. Okay, and you want to ask another question about the event?
Yeah, do you see him drinking or any of that stuff? He said he wasn't, but he just said that.
Let me I see that. You're just showing me his suit and him sitting there.
Oh, maybe just, yeah.
Does he have a black suit? Is he wearing black pants and black jacket and white?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would. I said that it was going to be fitted by a tailor. It was going to be something
really
easy.
So I see like water or 7-Up.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's correct. He doesn't drink any pop. He drinks water. So, but maybe he might have 7-Up there or something. Yeah, clear. Yeah, that is correct.
I do see him eating cake.
Ah, okay. Okay.
His face said he's going to have 2 pieces.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, maybe take one for later. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else. They are kind of talking about people. Who's sitting next to him? They're kind of like talking about the other people. You know how people do that.
Oh, yes. That's his sister. It's his sister, her husband, her 2 kids, and maybe some of his family members.
Yeah, they're like, can you believe so-and-so's doing that? Look at so-and-so kind of gossipy talking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe the sister, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's going to get annoyed, and she said, I had enough of this. We're going to leave. So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, she's very proper. That's correct. She's a very proper person. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, she seems like uptight, offended, and wants to leave. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Okay. Any other questions on it?
Do you see him at everything, you know, ending? Do you see him being happy, or do you see him being upset about his ex antics?
Oh, the ex.
Mm-hmm.
No, just the ignoring. They're walking away. But I do see him getting winded as he's leaving, where he has to stop right before he leaves the building of the door of the building, and he puts his hand on the wall and, like, taking some breath. So, like, is he okay kind of thing?
Yeah, it may be the heat. He was out in the sun in the pool the last past couple days. He's been out in the sun. That's probably what you... Let's just see. Maybe there's a lot of like a heat, you know, like a lot of heat, and it's supposed to be very, very warm down there where they're going.
Is he down south?
They're not in Chicago. Yes, down south. They're supposed to go down south somewhere. So it's supposed to be 70, 80, some, you know, going southwards.
And
so,
that
yeah.
humidity. Does
and
it
humidity,
have
humid? Yeah. Humid,
oh, yuck.
Yeah. And he's all dressed up. So I can see that, yeah, him trying to catch his breath. That is correct. He's a big man. Well, he lost a lot of weight, but he's still kind of like a big guy.
Yeah. They show me that. Anything else like you want to ask on it? I don't know if we have any other colors, so you can just ask away until Ken lets us know.
Do you see him dancing and enjoying himself, or is he just really going to be keeping an eye?
Oh.
We've got all the colors.
Ken.
Oh, we got all the colors.
Okay, love.
Okay, thank you, though.
Okay,
I'll let you
nice
know.
Talking
thank
to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for
talking to you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, brother. No, we don't need to keep a particular time. There's 4 people there at the moment. Number 2's gone and never come back. But we've got all us taking the place, so it's a steady clock here. So as we lose one, we gain another. Okay. Good. Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Can you ask me questions?
Let's see. Okay. I went on a date last night. I was just wondering about my love life. So, what do you see for my love life?
Was that guy, like, smiling a lot and laughing? They're showing me him, like, smiling.
Yeah, we're both, like, smiling and laughing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're showing that on him right away.
Uh-huh.
But they're also showing he might be a little immature for you.
Okay.
Was he kind of immature, or did you notice?
I feel like he was more mature. He was a Cancer. He was more like the guy likes to build with his hands, and he had a project he wanted to do. He wanted to make a shed into like a man cave, like a home kind of thing. And he has a really good job, and he's very stable, and he's very very intelligent and all that stuff.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know why they're saying all that's fabulous, but they're saying his age and his maturity level don't match. That's what they're trying to tell me, something like that. Which it doesn't mean he doesn't have a great job or anything. It just means he's maybe acts a little younger, kind of silly. You know, nothing terrible. You know,
I was
just
gonna
a
say,
young
he's
soul.
He's a Cancer too. He's a Cancer. He's a Cancerian.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know anything about cancers. I don't really do that, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
Okay. What else did you want to ask me about him, or anything else you want to ask me?
I just want to see anything else you see for my love life.
Oh, like if you're asking if you're going to continue dating him or somebody else is coming?
Or just anything. Okay. Anything you pick up on my love life, just anything.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm going to get what they're saying, and please know that it's not for me, and don't think I'm trying to offend you, okay?
Okay.
Let's start off with that. They're saying you're really picky. Is that true? That you're picky?
I can be. I mean, I have standards. I'm not going to just go with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so... They're saying, like, you have, like, let's pretend like you have a list of things that you want them to have. They're saying you're going to have to let go of two of those things on the list because it's unrealistic. So I don't know what's on your list, but let me see what else they'll show me on that. I don't know. I hate saying this because that's what they're saying, and I'm not saying it, but they're saying for you to loosen up a little. I'm so sorry. Let me see what else. They're showing me you going on dates, but if they don't match the list, then you just say forget it and move on, kind of thing. Is that correct?
Well, I've met guys that just want one thing off of me, and that's why so that's why I'm kind of like, no, I don't want to be with you. I want,
That's
what they probably meant by that. That's what they probably mean by that.
Yeah, and that's understandable. Let's see. So, like, you're going to date, like, three more different people, they're saying.
Oh.
And then after the third one, it's the fourth one that might be long-term.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up and keep dating. Yeah, let me see if they'll show me what he looks like.
Okay.
They're showing like tall and slender.
Mm-hmm.
Medium brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's dressed well. Beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he looks at you with his eyes, you're just gonna melt.
Right.
Let's see. He has a nice car, too, like a big car.
Awesome.
You want to ask something else on that?
Well, I actually have a different question. I was wondering about, like, two of my exes. I was wondering if they're a possibility.
Okay, let's see. They show me one ex drinking a bottle of beer.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a big X on him. Like keep him your ex. Let me see what they show me for the next one. Does the next one have a little belly?
No, they're both slender. One's name is Donovan and one is named Michael.
Huh. Well, is one of them a little heavier than the other? Like, doesn't have to be tons heavier.
No,
whoever's a little
skinny.
Bit bigger.
Okay. But, no, they're both skinny, actually. They're both tall and skinny.
Let's see. Okay, who's the one that has the kids?
Donovan has kids.
So I'm not sure who this is then.
Donovan's one with the daughter, but she's not with him.
Oh, okay. So he does have a kid.
Yeah, Donovan does. He has a daughter.
Okay, so.
But,
so
yeah, she's in a different state, though.
Yeah, okay, so we're looking at him. Let me see what they say about him.
Uh-huh.
Player. I got player right away. He's a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, he is. He is a player. He's the one that wants to play around.
Yeah. And they're saying keep them both in the past.
Uh-huh.
One has a drinking problem, maybe, and the other one has a maybe sex addiction. I don't know. It's player syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have another question?
Yeah. Do you see me getting married again? Because I was married to Michael.
Let's see. I do see you in a wedding dress. So you're really nervous and you're not sure you should do it again. But let me see. Are you thinking about wearing a dress where it's like short at your knees but long in the back?
What do you mean when?
Like the dress is not all one length. It's like a high low or a low high, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I see you in that kind of dress.
Okay.
And it's no straps or sleeves.
Cool.
And let's see. Oh, it's number four. Yeah, you're going to marry that guy that you're dating, number four.
The fourth
guy you date.
The fourth guy I meet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know when I'm getting married?
2021.
Awesome. That's cool. And will I have kids in my future? Because I'm 35 and I have no kids at all.
Let's see. They're saying two.
Two? Okay.
Boy, then girl.
When would that happen?
I think after the marriage, but I think you might be 3 months pregnant when you get married.
Oh, wow, cool.
Just saying.
That would be interesting to all my family.
Okay.
Huh?
I just want to check in with Ken and see if Ken wants us to go to the next one or not, because I never...
Okay.
Know how long I've been on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ken, is it time to move on?
Yeah, we can, yeah. Sure, yeah. Unless Nicole's got anything else she wants to say.
Yeah, okay. You got anything else, Nicole?
Yeah, I have my driver's, my written exam. I was wondering if I'm going to pass my whole, like, the written exam and the driver's exam because I'm trying to get my license back.
On the second try.
So my written exam, I'm not going to pass the first time.
They're telling me you're going to miss 5 or 6 and it's too many to miss or something.
Yeah, you only can miss like 5 or 6 on the in Indiana on the written exam.
Yeah, they're saying you're going to barely miss, so you have to take it a second time.
Hmm. Will I pass my, will I get to the next step with the driver's part? Will I pass that when I get there?
Yeah, that on the first time.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And also, I am losing weight. Do you see me losing all this weight that I got to lose?
I do, because I saw you quite slender in your dress.
Yeah, because I've already lost 50 pounds, 52. So
mm-hmm.
I only have 173 to go. So
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you see me down to my goal weight.
Yeah, by the time you get married, I do mm-hmm. see you slender. Yeah, I was
okay.
noticing how slender you were in the dress.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else you're picking up that is there anything else you're picking up that I should know about?
Let's see. Are you using a crock pot or a pot, those steamer pots or something for cooking?
I mean, in the wintertime, I live on my own, I live by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you use the crock pot and then you could freeze it in portion size. So then
uh-huh.
you could pull out one for a meal kind of thing. I don't know why they're showing me that.
Because I'm kind of like a homey person and I like people come over and stuff like that when I do. And I
uh-huh.
cook to people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So they're saying to cook more.
Yeah.
And measure out your meals in portion size and freeze them and just
right.
take them out like one day at a time or something. Yeah.
Right.
You already
yeah.
doing that?
Well, yeah. Last night, my date, we didn't go out to a place. He came over. I cooked for him, and we just hung out at my house and talked and stuff. So we really had a good time last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I think I messed up my date last night. I don't know. I just got that vibe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's more in the future.
Yeah. Did I mess it up, though? Do you feel it?
Let's see. I don't really know. I do see him leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not really showing me that.
Okay. All right, well, thank you
yeah.
so much.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. All right, bye. Bye, Ken.
Bye.
Thanks, Nicole. Oh, good doggy. All right, where are we going? We've lost one or two along the way, but we made up for it because everyone we lose, we gain one. So, lovely. Okay, we can say hello to Queen.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. How you doing? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm fine. No complaints. I'm doing okay.
Great. You need a question?
Yes, please.
Okay, I have a few. But the first one is, I have been going through my closet and purging. Might sound like a strange question, but what is happening on a spiritual level with me doing this?
A refresh, like a fresh start. Refresh, revamp. Let me see. Because I'm doing the same thing, so it's so crazy. It might be the energy, you know, for everybody. Let me see what they say.
I think so. Maybe not for everybody, but for some of us who are close to or who are awakening, willing to awaken. Great.
Yeah. That listen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's time. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yes.
So that's all they're really saying about that. And they said keep going, that you're not done. You're not done.
I agree. I do agree. I'm embarking on a journey that I'm excited about, which triggered the actually going into my closet. So that's, you know, it's part of my blessings of taking the journey. So anything around this journey that you see that I'm going to be allowed to know at this time? that I don't already know.
You're traveling? Are you traveling?
Yes, I'm traveling.
I just wrote a song about the Bahamas, so I don't know if it's my thoughts, but are you, like, going to the Bahamas to help?
Nope.
Okay, so that's on me. That's my thoughts. Let me try again for you.
But I have been deciding where I will contribute. I was checking out Lenny Kravitz, speaking of songs.
Yes, me too. I was listening to him this morning on the three places he donated to.
He has a charity as well, because I'm very skeptical about giving money to charities.
Me too.
Lot of them are so-called charities. A lot of them are corrupt. But he touched me. So in terms of the Bahamas, I'm vibing on helping. And some of the clothes, some of the beautiful clothes I gave away just yesterday, beautiful clothes.
I know, I was going to tell you to mail them to me.
You know, it would cost so much to mail them.
I'll
though.
Pay the postage.
They're gone anyway. Had I known, you know, but I'm finding more, because I must say I do have exquisite taste in terms of finding things.
Yeah,
I do. I'm blessed. That's one of my gifts. I wonder if I could teach that. That's a question. If I could teach that to others, and I can go into thrift stores and find very, like, a lot of things I gave away were leather, suede, and velvet. And I just can go in there and just, you know, the clothes say, here I am. And anyways, what size are you? Just, you know, who knows?
I don't know what I want to say on air. What size are you? I'll see if it matches.
I'm little. I'm little. I'm very little. I'm a tiny four six, depending on the style of the clothes, but yeah, I'm tiny.
Yeah, I'll have to pass.
But that's one of the reasons that I let go of some of the beautiful pieces, because in going through the aisles and picking up things, a lot of times I would gather things and not even care about size, because I would say, okay, the fabric, I would be attracted to the fabric. And then when I would get them, if they didn't fit or something, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to sew this and alter this, but I just never got around to it. So, you know, instead of pretending that that was what I was going to do to myself, being honest with myself. Okay, back to my journey. Yeah, but Lenny Kravitz is feeling right. He said, and you might even want to donate your song. How's that? Sister girl,
Ooh. Donate
your song. And you know what I'm saying?
That's huge.
I felt that. Yes.
Oh my God.
It's going through me like power, you know? And copyright.
You know who I channeled it with? Michael Jackson, because he did We Are the World. And I was channeling Michael and asking for some kind of song for the Bahamas. And I just wrote it this morning. Oh, my God.
Well.
Okay, sorry.
I'm still getting chills. I'm still.
Yeah.
There's something there. You know, it's big. It can be very big, but you have to act on it and know that it's going to. The donation, whatever his charity is, I feel like this is part of my donation, too. Of course it is. Whatever his charity is, you know, send it so that, again, be creative, be beautiful, be you know, make it so his artistic eye catches it, put the energy into it. But send it in a MP3, just a glimpse.
Yeah. Wow. That's
okay.
Huge.
Okay. Yeah. Out of chaos comes order and opportunities.
Yes.
But no, I'm not going to the Bahamas right now. No, I'm not getting a hankering to go there.
His second charity that he mentions is the best charity to donate to, is what they're saying to me. I don't know. The second charity was just one word. Yeah.
I'll look it up. Okay, my journey now.
Are you in New York or you're traveling to New York?
I'm heading that way. I may pop into New York. I'm going to Massachusetts.
Oh.
I may pass through New York. The energy for me going to New York right now aren't that. The pull isn't there.
Yeah. I'm not sure, honey. Is Massachusetts family?
Yeah. Family.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Friends.
Good times. You drink red wine at all?
On occasion.
I see you toasting the like raising the wine glass and a speech or a toast or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have another question?
Yes. I had an interesting experience with an ancestral vibration that showed me that you're always learning. I'm always learning. That, you know how people say that people evolve and maybe, you know, when they go to the other side. Well, I knew it wasn't always true. This was because some of them stay, and I think some of them even get worse. But by choice, because we got free will. So whatever you can add to that and how some people who forget even putting them in the box. Somehow people are so locked into what they think is right and not open to, they resist.
Oh my God, I just had that happen to me today, but go ahead. I know what you're saying.
Yes. And I'm not talking about the spirit. Whatever you're feeling from what I'm saying, whatever's coming.
Yeah, but this is not like about that. Like when you first started talking there, they were saying that you either did something new with your hair or you need to do something new with your hair or have your hair done. It's an older lady with gray hair saying to do something with your hair. That's
all right.
What I got when you first started talking.
Okay.
And she said she knows who it is right away. She knows who it is that's telling you to do your hair.
Well,
she's very, like, blunt.
It is. Okay, go ahead.
Blunt and stern kind of thing. Won't take no crap kind of lady.
I can imagine who it could be. Yeah. But it's my hair, and I'll do what I want to do with it, but I have been playing around with it. around with it.
I'm laughing because that's how I look. Go ahead.
it's my hair. you could have come in with a vision of what I'm going to do with it, opposed to telling me to do something with it. I know that. It's all about change. It's all about cleaning the
I see it up like in a bun, but like I see it up, pulled up. I don't know.
I put it up sometime lately. It's in a very interesting fashion that is it's so different from what I have done in the past, many past decades, and it's challenging. And I was saying to myself, I said, "Girl, you know how to do this, you know, but I haven't felt it yet. It hasn't revealed itself to me. What is going to enhance my magnificence even more?" And like, she got anything else to say now that I said that? You know, what you got? What you got, gray head lady, silver head lady?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Tell me something I haven't received yet. Okay. I guess she's not throwing out no visions, huh?
Is she the type that would smack the back of your head?
if it's my mother, yeah, she probably did smack the back of my head at some point.
Somebody
you know,
just smacked the back of your head. Yep.
I'm glad I didn't feel it. Yeah, well that's why, you know, why would I listen to you? You know, you're smacking me in the back of my head. I could do that myself.
Yeah.
Woo, my goodness. Oh, my greatness. Okay, let's leave her. Because she's not doing anything that's satisfying me right now. Okay,
were
my
you
book,
like a hard child to handle? Like, did you like get in trouble and run from them when you were supposed to get a spanking or something?
Yep. Oh, you will not. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
What?
Because yeah, I was a challenge because I her rules did not satisfy my spirit. But when you said that, you took me back to I remember because I had long hair, which she didn't particularly like.
Did she pull your hair?
Did
she pull your hair to catch you?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay,
I would
go ahead,
hide under the bed. I was about. That's okay. I was about. I'm thinking 12. I see it. I'm there. I was about 12 or less, and I had long braids, and I would go up under the bed to hide from getting a spanking, getting smacked upside my head, and whatever else she thought was appropriate for the situation. But I'm remembering my hair getting caught in the spring of the bed, and she's moving the bed,
God,
trying to get me from underneath the bed. That's the flash that came when you said this. So there's something going on here for real. Yeah, and she, because of having so much hair and her not being a hairstylist per se, you know, most parents are, it was a challenge for her dealing with my hair and my personality.
That's what you're saying. That's funny.
Yeah, that it came like that. It came just as plain. Oh, wow.
I can see it too. Like, did you run around the living room first and then into the room?
I could have. I mean, I wasn't going to stand there and just, you know, beat me. That wasn't, you know, it didn't make sense to me. You know, bend over, stay there, let me hit you 20 times, and then I'll stop. I was not compliant.
Yeah.
I was not compliant. Huh. Wow. I'm glad I can laugh about it. That was a healing. That was a relief.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Okay. Silverhead lady.
For your book.
Yes.
Is it a novel or what kind of book is it?
What is a novel?
Yeah.
Define
does it have a,
novel.
Does it have a couple on the cover?
Could have. The cover hasn't been designed yet.
Oh, I see two people. The woman is up higher, and the man is, like, looking at her, like maybe, I don't know how to describe it. Yeah.
Adoration?
Yeah, yeah. Is it getting published out of New York?
I'm not sure how I'm gonna publish it. I'm not sure. But having a publisher means, from that perspective, getting paid, right?
Yeah, but you got to get a book agent, so the agent submits to the publisher.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. That's a good, that I need an agent.
Yeah. Because they won't take self-submitted books. I've already tried.
Thanks for that. That's important information. I have someone that has connected with me. I've known way back in the day. And she and her husband have a company. I'm connecting with her for insight, and maybe that would be an editor. And I know, and they have a very notable book company. And then there's someone else who was around even before them that I still haven't contacted. But I would love to have someone. My preference would be someone who can pay me for my book.
Yeah.
And take my words and say, oh, this is valuable. And because this self-publishing thing, it's a good thing.
Expensive.
But
is
it?
Well, mine is mine was $1,700.
Who did you go to?
21st Street Publishing. It's an urban style of publisher. Because my writing is very urban, so I wasn't comfortable going to a regular publisher.
So you went to them because they would have a market?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you? Seriously.
I'm still waiting for the final edit was done, and I'm waiting for they're going to mail me 100 copies of my book, and then we'll start advertising online and everywhere else. So it's almost done.
Good.
Long process.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So they give you, do you have to pay extra for copies of your book?
It comes in with the price of the $1,700.
It's $1,700, not $1,000. I thought you said $1,000.
No, $1,700.
Hay House is offering some deals right about now. They're really offering. I said they must be having problems because they're offering some stuff just for your information, just in case. Okay, if you got somebody else, I will let you go. You didn't define what a novel is in your definition.
Say again?
Your definition of a novel. You asked me, was it a novel? I don't know what category it's going to be put in.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Me neither. Oh, that's cool. because I hope it doesn't have to be categorized.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This was really fun.
I know, both ways. Yeah, thank you, too.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And do let me know how you make out with Lenny Kravitz. He's my kind of guy. I like
him. I know. Love him. Yeah, love him. Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye, honey.
Thank you, Queen. So, okay. Strange now, because I don't know who this person is that you're talking about, but I understand that he's a musician, and that's all I really know about him. I haven't heard none of his music, but it was strange because the last call that we did was with Nicole before we brought Queen on, And I kept getting this name, Travis. And I thought, well, don't know what it is. I did have a friend called Travis a long time, some time ago now. And I kept getting the name. I thought, it's not with Nicole. Because they kept putting it, you know, when they put it on the side, it's like saying, well, it's not for this one. And I thought, okay, well, who's it for then? You know, but they wouldn't let go of this name, and I thought, okay. And then all of a sudden, Queen comes here, and she mentions that, and I thought, there's where it is. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's a good singer. He's from Bahamas.
Yeah, but it's kind of strange how Quick come in with that. You know, I thought, there it is, there's the name, straight away, and I thought, okay, that's where it goes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we did have two callers left. We did have Carmel. And we did have Christy, but Christy's left us. So I don't know what's wrong with the phone lines tonight, but they're all over the place. Okay. Carmel?
Yes, hi. This is Camille.
Hi, Camille. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. Okay, well, I have some question about my romantic life.
Okay. Do you have like a direct question? Like, are you dating or are you with somebody?
I've been in a relationship with a man called Josh for nearly 1 year.
Okay.
And just curious, what is next up on the horizon for us?
Okay, let's see. I don't know. They're showing me Josh trying to run away. Sorry.
Okay.
They're showing me him, like, running. I don't know why. Let me see what else they give me. I know I hate to say bad news, but I can only say what they're saying to me. And I got the word that he's tired of it. Now, it could be off, but that's what they're saying. So let me see if I get anything else to let you know I'm linked in properly.
Okay.
Is he tall and slender?
Slender and short.
Short? What's short to you?
I'm 5'5". He's 5'3".
Oh, my goodness. That's definitely short. Okay, let's see. I don't know, hon. They just keep showing me him walking for the door, you know, out the either house door or apartment door, wanting to leave for some reason.
Wanting to leave in general or me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're showing you like he's high stressed about something.
He is high stressed, yeah.
And he can't take whatever stress that that's coming from, plus whatever's going on with you guys is, like, putting him to the over boiling point. You know, he's, like, too much. Like, he can't handle it.
Right.
Like, they're saying he kind of, like, needs to go in his man cave for a while. Maybe take a couple-day break. You know, kind of, you know how men need to think privately and not be disturbed? Yeah, like that. He might need to go in his man cave soon.
He's not really able to do that.
Oh, that's probably part of the problem.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with his work and his family. So
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just saying it's too much for him for some reason, and he keeps wanting to run out the front door. That's what they keep showing me.
Yeah, he can't. Well, he also does marathons.
But this is leaving a house. So let's see. Let me see if they give me anything different. They're saying there's going to be like a break for a while. I could be wrong, Hunt, so please don't take it as gospel.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's going to be like a short break, 1 to 2 months.
Huh.
And again, I could be wrong. But he, I don't know if he doesn't know how to cope with the stress or can't cope with the stress. Or he's just, like I got, he's just sick of it. He's sick of all the stress.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, we talk several times a day. And it's just work stress. It just, it's not letting up. It's unending. And
yeah.
It's, I can just be supportive. I can't change what's going on, but it's not letting up.
Like he wants to scream the F word kind of thing. Like, you know, ah! You know, that kind of.
Right.
Where he just wants to scream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Does he have a white truck or somebody with a white pickup?
No.
They're showing me a white pickup, a white work truck.
Oh. It's a stretch, but the company that, well, the city he works for, they do have white. Not
trucks.
A pickup, but it's like a white van type of thing.
But when you look at it, you can tell it's like a work van? Or does it look like a regular van? Okay.
It's a work van because it has their special decal, and it's for the city. So you see city vehicles, white pickups or white vans with the city logo. And sometimes...
Hmm.
He has to ride along, but it's not often. But you see him all over.
Yeah. Did somebody crash one recently?
I don't know about that. I didn't hear about that.
It was like a head-on crash.
I'm not aware of that.
With a dark blue truck. It might happen in the future, or it might have happened in the past, or it might be some kind of issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're showing me that.
Okay.
Is your area, like, flat? Like, not very many mountains around you? Is it flat?
No. It's, I'm on the coast. So, you can see Oregon coast.
Oh, okay.
So, there's beach. You can see mountains and hills. In the distance,
you
go hiking here, so it's not flat.
So there's like a four-way stop that the crash happens in, but it's flat, like there's a lot of land around, a lot of flat land around.
Okay.
You know, like a city, you know, city streets are flat, and you can see all the stores.
Mhm.
Like that. And I'm in Seattle, so I know how pretty your area is. Yeah,
I'm in Lincoln City, if you've heard of that.
Yeah. Not really. Only Portland.
I'm 80-some-odd miles away from Portland, yeah.
West or south or?
You know, I've only been here a year and a half, so I have no idea.
That's okay,
don't
worry.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
Well, I guess I can't do, I don't know. I mean, I just know he's stressed out, and I don't want his stress to stress me out, but there's nothing I can do except know that there's a lot of things that he needs to clear up first before anything. So I'm kind of, okay, you stressed out all week. You do you on the weekends, and I'll, you know, I have a young child I'm raising, so I can't, I don't know. So
1 to 2 months, it should balance out. In 1 to 2 months, it should balance. It should pass by, you know what I mean? The stress and drama. to take a month or two.
We were discussing. We were discussing the lease with his roommate should be over in October sometime. So we were discussing him moving in early November.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make it easier on both of us for him to move in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm just going to ask this, and you don't have to answer, but is he a pot smoker?
No, he is not. But
that's the first thing they said to me, the spirit world. Go ahead.
He's not. However, I'll be honest and say that I wish he would.
Yeah, it's
just,
legal here. Is it legal in Oregon?
It's legal. It's legal here, and I could walk to a dispensary. I wish
me
he
too.
Would relax and smoke. Please.
Oh, maybe
yeah,
that's
he
why
needs
they're
to
bringing
smoke.
It up.
Yeah, he needs to smoke.
That's why they're
yep.
bringing it up. That's the first thing
oh, yeah.
I heard was weed.
Yeah, or do something. Yeah, so that's that. I mean, it's not. I'm not a regular. I don't regularly imbibe, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah,
he would loosen up, and you know, for other health issues, possibly get some
yeah.
sort of a relief. Yeah.
Yeah, and get CBD oil or CBD gummies. He doesn't have to get the THC, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Do you see anything for me in terms of money?
Money. Let's see, money. They're saying it's never enough. Is that how you feel? It's never enough?
No. I mean, it's just like a temporary impasse where I felt kind of, you know, stressed about it for about, I guess, August, mid-August through now. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like telling my child, no, you can't have that today.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being behind on a bill. Or no, I don't like doing that.
Yeah. It should pick up in January, not till January. I think probably because of the holidays, you know, it's extra spending and up and coming months.
But
in
I'll
January,
still need to do something between.
Yeah. And they're saying to budget and plan, and possibly a second job if you're not working. If you're working one already, or are you not?
Well, I'm building a business from home. That's what I'm doing. And slowly but surely getting my networking and getting a lot of leads and getting some clients. So, and then now I just, with my child back in school, I'm able to devise, I did take a look at my Monday through Friday to see what times in the day can I devote to my business. So I did plan out my schedule yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everything will be good on January. That's all they're really telling me.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because sometimes they can't tell us everything.
Okay.
So we learn on our own. Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, have a nice weekend. Nice
you
to
too.
Talk to you.
You too.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Maria. Okay, right. There you go. Right. You know, we haven't had a chance to actually do anything this evening in the way of promoting our little advert, because our little advert is well needed, and we're struggling. We're struggling. We're on the strain because, you know, we can't always guarantee a court queue. So,
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. You know, the people that have called this evening, it's like they're all new people and they wouldn't know nothing about the need for support and the PayPal buttons or anything. If you are looking at the show page there, ladies, Anne and Jim, there are two PayPal links there for support. And the link that says today's guest will take you off to Holly's Facebook page there, where she actively does readings there whenever possible. Obviously not all the time, because Holly is a working lady as well. So, you know, do check for availability there. It's not 24 hours, like some people think. Yeah, you know, some people try to chase me around 24 hours a day, including my family at the moment. But I'm not always available. You know, just to say that we do other things during the day. Now then, we've got 43 minutes on the clock. Are we going to get any more callers? I don't know. But we do have Kelly here. So we're going to say hello to Kelly.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad today.
Say your name again. I didn't hear.
It's Perry with a T.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You have a question for me?
Yeah, I do. I have a few small questions that's been nagging at the back of my mind. So my first question is, I'm trying to see, will it be a good time to apply to go back to school this year, or should I just wait until next year?
It's really hard to hear you. Like, I can't understand the words.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I hope so. Hold on. Let me turn the phone up.
Say again?
Okay. What about now? I'm on a bus. Can you hear me now? Clear now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. So my question is this. I'm trying to see will it be a good time to apply to go to school this for in 2020, or should I apply for 2021?
Okay, let me see. 2021, they said.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm not 2021. Sure why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was looking at the website, and the faculty there, it's still the same, okay? And I thought they were going to be switching and getting new people for the program that I wanted to get into. So it looked like it's still the same people.
Oh, okay.
So so they're telling me to wait until next year?
Yeah, 2021.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. And I have one more question for you. Do you see me? Yes. Okay. So I had this vision maybe about 6 years ago, and I'm starting to get this same vision again. Do you see me going into a coffee business, something like a Starbucks business? Yeah, and I've been getting that vision. I've been smelling the coffee. I smelt it several years ago when I didn't know that I had abilities of this type, but now it's starting to manifest.
Huh. What state are you in, if you don't mind?
I'm in New York City.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
so,
I was planning. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, I was saying I was going to move to California in about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, because I was seeing like a coffee, you know, the little coffee houses where you drive up,
okay.
Your own individual little coffee house. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then I was thinking, well, I think she's in New York, so I don't think they don't really have those on the corners like they do everywhere else, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you do see it. All right, so you do see it. Because I'm picking the energy up on that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So
yeah, that would
okay.
be fun.
That would be. I mean, I see it. It has the potential to make money too. I do see that.
Are you planning on living by the ocean? On the west coast?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I see the coffee house. It's not right on the beach, but you can still see the beach from it. So it's
okay.
a really good location. It's a good location for traffic,
okay.
you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Definitely location is key. Oh, that sounds awesome. Now, even though I'm in here, I'm still living in New York City, but before I move to California, I plan on making my last move to New Jersey. Now, this morning, I had a vision of the apartment in New Jersey. And then when I look down at the floor, I see the month of January. So are they telling me that it'll be ready in January, or should I just start looking now?
Let me see. Well, for some reason I'm getting, which you can do whatever you want to do, there's no to New Jersey. No, no, no. Like, don't go there. But that's just what I'm getting. Yeah, I got
I'm
a big
no. I'm
going
for a good part. A big no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going. It's a good part. I wasn't going to any bad parts of it.
let's see. Nope. They're showing me like a fork in the road, and you're going to go the other way. You're not going to. I don't see you going there. And again, I could be wrong. You know.
Okay. A fork
in
the road.
Something's
going to
come
okay.
up and deter you. You know,
really?
Different opportunity. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as it has to do with work, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I think, what's the next question? Oh, yeah. I'm going to start looking for a new job. And I'm trying to think, do you see anything coming up in the financial business for me? Because I think different job opportunities, and I'm not sure which one I'm going to take. Because they're all going to come at the same time, but definitely not the first one. But I see other opportunities, other offices. So it's just that I want to be in a good atmosphere, good company. I don't want to be in a company that's hostile, with hostile people.
Yeah. Well, they keep showing me the same thing they showed me when you wanted to go to New Jersey. They want you to head west. It could be just as simple as, this job is west from where you're at, or they want you to go to the west coast sooner.
Oh, okay.
Something west.
Oh, I'll keep my eyes open. Okay. I don't know what that means. Something
yeah.
west.
Like wherever you are now, the job could be on the west side of the city, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or it could be the west coast. I don't. I'm
okay.
Concerned.
Okay. All right. And I think that, let me see. I have a case coming up in October where I have to sit with an attorney because I was in a car accident to explain what caused the car accident. Do you see a good outcome on that? Or a surprising outcome on that?
Can you tell me, did you hit another car?
Oh, well, no, I was actually a passenger. I was in a taxi, and the car behind us rear-ended us. He rear-ended the car. He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't looking in. He didn't, when he got out the car, but he didn't say anything to me and the driver. It was another motorist that pulled up and asked if we were okay, and the guy that hit the car, he jumps back in his car. He takes off. And we had to chase him down, maybe like 2 miles to get him to stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so
wow.
we have to go to a court hearing, under oath court hearing next month for that. Yeah.
So are you asking, like he will be charged?
Yeah, well,
everything
come out.
But
No, it's more of a settlement that's going to be happening, but I just wanted to make sure that everything is fine on my end, that I'll be happy with the outcome.
Are you expecting monetary gain? Like, I'm hearing $10,000.
No, I go to physical therapy. Therapy. I do that 3 times a week. And I still have to do a surgery. I think that's November.
Yeah, but you're not looking for monetary out of the court?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I just see $10,000.
Hey, okay.
Probably
that's
medical
low.
Bills and $10,000, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you're the passenger and not the driver. I don't know.
Yeah, but we both were hurt. Okay.
And I could be wrong on the amount, but that's what I got.
Okay,
right away.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think, okay, it should be more because the lawyer, he did something more than that, but I hope it wouldn't be that amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else for you?
I think, oh, yeah, one more question. Okay, so when I go back to school, I do see good opportunity when I go back to school. And I do see another potential business, but I keep hearing outsourcing. Can you pick up anything on that? The outsourcing.
You're hearing
business.
What?
I'm hearing the word outsource.
Outsource the business. Huh. I don't know. I don't think no is a proper answer for that question, but I just got no.
Oh,
like, don't
really?
Do it or no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. So I think all of my questions are answered.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Right. Terry, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Terry? Terry? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, Terry. Terry, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Strange. Can you hear me, Holly?
Yeah.
Hello? You can hear me. I thought I'd lost connection then. I thought, okay. Well, I don't know whether Terry can hear me or not, but something I was getting there. Where's Lake Placid?
Lake Placid?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I'm not really sure where it's located, but it is in the state.
Right. Okay. Is it giving me Lake Placid for some reason? Don't know where it is. I haven't got a clue. But that's the area that they were giving me there for some reason. So, Terry, you need to be looking around that area. Something to do with that area, wherever that is. I haven't got a clue. Okay. Well, we've got 31 minutes on the clock then, ladies and gents. There is nobody else in the call queue at the moment. But I can guarantee that the minute I decide to all the show off, that we'll get 3 more callers. It happened last night on the show. We were going to call. We were sitting there with Sam. And I said, Sam, we've got 20 minutes on the clock left to go. And there's nobody in the call queue. I said, I think we'll call it a day. And sure enough, as soon as I decide to call it a day, 3 people out there listening. And they all dial in at the same time. So let's see if we can do it again. All right, I'm going to go to an actual piece of music here at the moment, just to see if it works, because it may work, it may not work. We used this track to come in with last night, and it seems a a nice track. It's a track by Deborah Conway, and I've grown attached to it. It's quite a nice piece of music, so we're going to play this one.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of strange because what happened there, we went to a piece of music. I said before we started the music that if we didn't get any more callers, we were going to call it in. And then we go and lose the guest. So, okay, it seems fate has called the show again. Okay. But I hope everybody that's joined us this evening has enjoyed the show. And do join me again there tomorrow evening. We send our apologies out there to Holly. We've lost you, Holly. I don't know why, but Holly was there a minute ago and she just suddenly disappeared.